Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up our day to you. We ask that we become channels of your love and your peace. We ask that all may come to glorify your name by our faithfulness to you, and we ask the grace that we may serve you in grace and in fidelity. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Tuesday morning. And if you're listening on the radio, it's Tuesday morning, and it's as we continue through this first week of Ordinary Time, and it's the good time for continued reflection on where we are going and where we have been. I think one of the important things to think of is that we are called to be agents of the Lord in all we do. And so as agents of the Lord, we have to do what is called in Catholic circles being docile to grace. And when we are docile to grace, we are able to be more channels of God's grace in our service to others. Because I think especially at this time, people really need to know the light that shines into the darkness. And we saw last week a great example of what that darkness looks like. And so you know what it looks like, you know where it comes from, but you also know the great need there has to be in that us being the light to lead others. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which is called St. Anthony Overnight, which is heard every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So our role, our need to be the light, but not just light, to be the light of Christ to others is essential. And I think very clearly in the way this society is right now, it's absolutely essential. And I'm also realizing that it's a choice that we all have to make. You might turn around and say, well, we're waiting for what the bishops have to say. Now, I have to be careful the way I say this. I don't want this to come out the wrong way. No, we don't. The bishops, as I've said before, are there to tell you what not to do. But we're called to do what Christ tells us to do, and the bishops help us with discernment. So, for example, if we were to decide, a classic example, we were to decide that in our service to Christ, we want to fast from all food for the next month. Bishops could step in, priest, whatever, would step in and say, oh, no, you can't do any fasting unless you talk to your doctor, and your doctor's going to tell you not to do it for a month. That's out. Because there's nothing that's going to work when you do that, and it's really doing nothing but making you feel full of pride. So you see what I mean. Bishops are there to tell you what not to do. But in our service to Christ, we're there in our own respective worlds to take the leadership roles that have been given to us and to act as leaders in service to Christ. That means that we want to be docile to grace, but we want to serve him the way he wants to be served, which is in loving our neighbor. We're called to love God, love neighbor. We can turn around and say we love God and we don't care about our neighbor. And 1 John says, then you're a liar. Then you don't love God, you don't love neighbor, you're nothing. And if we don't love, St. Paul says, then we're nothing but noisy gongs and clanging cymbals with all we are doing for God. It's not what he wants. So you can see that we're called to be docile to grace. And the more we are docile to grace, the more that we can become channels of God's love, whatever you may be doing at this particular time, whatever work you're doing, or whether you're resting, or whether you're having trouble sleeping, or whatever the case may be, whatever you may be doing, you're being docile to grace, and God's grace can help you to be what he's calling you, to act in the ways that lead his name to be glorified, because that's going to be everything that we are called to do. And so this is a great week for us to reflect on that. It's always a great, I mean, we're called to do it every day anyway, but it's a great week to reflect on that. How are we going to be servants of Christ over the next year, as we should do every year? But also, when we reflect on that, we realize that any time that we decide that we're going to wait for what the word comes out of someplace, well, we may want to do that, but what if God is calling us to a leadership role right now, which he is. And the leadership role is to be people of prayer and to act as people who are faithful to God. There's that whole thing that it's false. It's, you know, certain groups of the media just love to put it out, but it's false. And that is that the Catholic is called to pay, pray, and obey. There's nothing in Catholic teaching that teaches that, but there are people that believe that. Or, you know, another model of it is that we're that the priests and the bishops and the nuns and the brothers and the Pope, they're all driving the bus, their respective buses, and everyone else is called to just ride along on the bus. No, none of that is Catholic teaching. We're called to take a leadership role in our respective circles so that we can serve Christ as he calls us to serve him. And of course, that's the point of this program. So being people of prayer, being docile to grace, so that we build that grace in our lives, so we build that ability, that wisdom, to lead us to serve Christ in a powerful way. And we can talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight right here from WEZE 590 AM. We're here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and we come to you from CatholicAudioMedia.com and St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You're worried about tomorrow. You can't sleep at all. What do you do now? Well, have you tried Philippians chapter 4?
Dismiss all anxiety from your minds.
Yes, that admonition can do a lot to calm us down. Paul commands us to trust in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again. Rejoice.
So the next time you're worried about tomorrow, find yourself a Bible and look up Philippians chapter 4. And trust tomorrow to the Lord. Don't forget, we have that website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and check it out, and you can send us a message, you can give us feedback, you can listen to archives of the show, you can send us a prayer request, and you can also join us at Substack. There's a button there. It says, join us on Substack at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also join us directly at Substack at CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. Brings us to our new newsletter / website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about the importance of being docile to grace and being called to be leaders. Now, there's something that, you know, kind of has reflected a lot over the incident that happened in Washington a week ago, Wednesday, actually, 6 days ago. And that particular incident, if you think about it, now, granted, out of all the people who were there at the rally, from what I understand, it was a small group that went into the Capitol building. Doesn't make any difference. Should never have happened. But you know what? The leaders who understood being docile to grace, who knew the wisdom of God, would not have been there. First of all, they wouldn't have been there at the rally. I'll tell you right now, that's where I stand. And it's not a political statement. I've said it before. Once the election ended, the role of the people in the result of the election ended because there was mechanisms in place put out by the Constitution to work everything else from there. So I really got very upset with knowing that there were priests who would go to these rallies. I have no idea if there were any at this last rally, but we saw a video of the first post-election rally. It doesn't belong there. No one belonged there because they were post-election rallies. Everything was already in place to work out any issues with the election. The founders of the Constitution already put that in place. So that's one bit of wisdom that would say don't go there. But the second bit of wisdom, if people were there, when you saw signs that clearly indicated that there was nothing here, that even though people talked about Christ, they didn't reflect it, you know, their talk, such as, I guess there was a gallows there. Why would any Christians be in the presence of a gallows? Why? Doesn't make any sense. And people wearing, well, there was a shaman there. That's against our belief in the first commandment. There was, what else was there? People wearing rather racist and stark shirts. And, you know, no one is voting for Jesus in 2020. You know, so I'm sorry, there was that flag there too. But you see what I'm saying? So your wisdom, if you're docile to grace, your wisdom would say, no, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm going to walk away from this. And of course, obviously, I wasn't there because there was no way I would go to something like that on either side, Democrat or Republican. The election was over. We're done. I think the last political rally I ever went to was in 1980 when I was a sailor. We went to the Reagan rally in San Diego, California. The last one I went to that I know of. And so when you understand that, but there's that wisdom that says, this is not where I belong. And then, of course, when you see the whole issue of the invading the Capitol building, there's more signs. This is not where I belong. I'm not going to walk another step forward. And when we root ourselves in grace, we have the strength to do that. We have the strength to stand up and say no. Even if we don't have the strength to stand up and say no to everyone else, we have the strength to stand up to say no to ourselves. We're not making another step. So you see, that's important because we really have to be witnesses to Christ. And maybe those people who did stand up and say, I'm not going to be part of this, led other people to say, I'm not going to be part of this. And that could have had an effect on the ultimate number who went to the Capitol building. We don't know. That stuff I don't know. But you hear what I'm saying. We really have to be leaders rooted in Christ, standing up in Christ. And you can say, well, we have to stand up for Christ. We have to stand up for Christ all the time, but stand up in Christ. And that means to act in ways that are people of peace and the love of God for all people. Remember what I said yesterday. Our role is to introduce people to Christ and let him show them the way to the formation of coming to know him to a deeper level. We're not called. That's that big fight. Do we teach rules first and then Christ? Do we teach Christ first and then rules? That's where that big battle is coming out. Our role is to show people who Christ is. That's our role. This is who Christ is. And let me tell you who he is, and let me introduce you to him. Let him arrange everything else, at least from there. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you at midnight and 3 o'clock. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says, Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.